All right, we will pick that up a little bit later on, but as promised, we're joined right now by a safety for the Houston Texans. He is entering his 10th year in the NFL. He was a former first-round pick of the 49ers back in 2014. He had 50 tackles, 3 INTs. He had a forced fumble last season as well. The Texans open up the regular season against the Ravens on September 10th. We are joined by Jimmy Ward. Jimmy, it's great to have you on. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. What about you?
Good, dude. Good. Jimmy, I would imagine, having spent your entire career with the 49ers, I have to think this has been a really different offseason for you. What's it been like, and how has the transition to the Texans been so far?
It's been smooth. Obviously, it's new. You know, I've been with the 49ers 9 years of my career and my first new team. And right now, I'm loving it. It's, obviously, the weather is a little different. It actually rains down here, but at least I get to sleep good at night. And just, you know, team is younger, but I'm here with a few familiar faces, so everything is just going good.
Jimmy Ward joining me. I was going to ask you about a few of those things, but let me ask you this. Like, break this down for me. Is it bittersweet to leave San Francisco, or is it all good to get a new opportunity where somebody obviously really needs and wants you?
You could take it either way. But how I look at it as a blessing. No matter if I was with San Francisco or my new team, Houston, Texas, it's just I get another opportunity to play a game that I'm very passionate about. And I'm still, it's my 10th year in the NFL, and not many players that can say that they played a long career like that in this type of how physical this sport is.
We're talking to Jimmy Ward. You mentioned there's some familiar faces. Obviously, we're talking about, among other things, your head coach, DeMeco Ryans. You're being reunited with him. I'm curious, like, you had other options, but how much of a factor was it to have a chance to play for him? How much did that factor into your decision to go there?
Nah, it was a big factor. I had other options, but I feel like I would have had to learn another defense, which I didn't mind because, like, I could play. I'm not just one type of safety. Obviously, if you followed up on my career, you see me play free, you see me play strong. I can cover, I can hit in the open field, I can play in the box. So it didn't matter the defense, but it did matter just about some of the relationships. And I think me and Miko built a good tight relationship in San Francisco, and so did Corey Unden and Steve as well. And, you know, and then Ridgeway, he's here, Kadar, he's here, and then just a few more familiar faces I played against over the time that's on the team as well.
Talking to Jimmy Ward, you know, it's a point about how you already know the defense. I get that. In fact, is part of your gig maybe about schooling up the younger dudes and helping them learn DeMeco's defensive system? Is that part of the gig?
Yeah, exactly, man. You know, when you can get older in your career, and, you know, you become a valuable piece, you know, especially when a new coach comes to a team, especially a younger team, where you can, you know, help coach up, be kind of be like a coach on the field and, you know, help guide some of the younger guys and kind of show or display or what the head coach wants you to play and how to play it on the field.
All right, so in terms of that, is getting around these younger guys, does that rejuvenate you at all, energize you at all?
Oh, well, I'm energized anytime I hit the grass. So just being around football it makes me happy. So, yeah, you could say both, but it's the game that I love to play. You know, sooner or later, I don't know, maybe one of these days I got to hang my cleats up, but right now it's not the day. So now I'm having lots of fun.
Hey, Jimmy, I get it. Like, you have gratitude. You understand that. You understand that you played 9 years going on 10 years. You know how lucky that you've been to, you know, play a game you love, get paid to play a game you love. I understand that you get it. Let me ask you this. Your D coordinator, Matt Burke, said, you look like you're 25. You look like you're 25. You're 10 years in. How old do you feel right now? How good do you feel?
I feel pretty good. It's amazing. You know, 10 years in, like, it flies by fast, but I feel good. I'm moving good, and I'm still able to do the stuff that I did. Well, actually, I'm smarter, so I don't even got to move as much. You know, because I've seen these route concepts over and over again. You know, that's my 10th year in OTA, so, you know, it's... seems like it's getting easier.
Talking to Jimmy Ward, I wonder, at this point in your career, are you looking to prove people wrong, or are you looking to prove people right?
I'm looking to prove myself right.
That's interesting. What do you mean by that?
just, you know, that I belong here, you know, that, you know, this, I'm still competing. Not like, I know, somebody gave me a spot. Like how I look at it when I come to OTAs and I come to camp, I'm competing for a spot. And just like, I feel like everybody else is on the team. Like, I feel like nothing is, you know, promised to you. You got to still got to come out here and you got to earn it.
We are talking to Jimmy Ward. Jimmy, on the offensive side of the ball, the Texans, of course, use that second pick overall, and they take Ohio State quarterback C.J. Stroud. How has he looked to you in OTAs, and then what kind of energy has he brought to the team?
Oh, he's a ball player, I tell you that. He made some great throws, been going at each other. Well, he's been going at defense. We made a few plays on the quarterback, and he made plays on us. So it's like how he's able to, you know, come and make these throws so confident. It's crazy. It's amazing to me to see it. You know, see a guy so young to come and get some reps versus the ones and make good, great throws. And he has a lot of power in his arm too. So, you know, that's been promising to see.
You know, that's really good to see in here. Let me ask you this before you go. The NFL is always interesting in the sense that teams can go from good to bad or bad to good in just a single season. This is a Texans team that won 3 games last year. Does it feel, though, like a group that's going to surprise a lot of people around the league this year?
Yes, I feel like, you know, I like, you know, being an underdog, you know, because, you know, it's not a lot of people, not a lot of people expect us to do this, do that, man. That's cool. I'm like, keep counting us out, man. With what Geno Smith said, we're gonna count each other in.
But they wrote me off, but I didn't write back.
That's what it is. They wrote me off, and I wrote me in. That's what he said.
He said they all wrote me off, but I ain't write back.
I'm all the way off.
They wrote me off. I ain't write back though.
That's it right there. One more time, Alvin, play that.
They wrote me off. I ain't right back, though.
What do you think about that guy? Isn't that amazing? What do you think about that? What's your reaction to that when you think about that guy that everybody wrote off and the way he bounced back, the way he has?
It's crazy, man. It just, to me, I feel like the lead is about getting opportunities. It's about people believing in him. And Pete Carroll ended up believing in him, and he just proved himself right. You know, he didn't prove nobody wrong. He proved himself right. He proved that he's the first round draft pick quarterback that he's a gunslinger. He can sling the ball and he can take care of the ball and he can control the game and win games. And that's what a lot of people are doing. They wait for the opportunity. And when you get your opportunity, you know, you got to prove yourself right.
You know what? One last thought on that. It seems to me also you wait for the opportunity and then you make the most of it. But in the meantime, when everybody's telling you that you suck and you know differently and you don't know whether or not you're going to get the opportunity or when it's going to happen, but you just keep working. That's the thing that impressed me the most about Geno. He never lost a faith in himself. He never listened to the noise. But most of all, he just kept working. He kept working and working. And then when the time came, it was no surprise to him, right? He had already done the work.
Yep, he'd already done the work, so when he got his opportunity, you know, the rest wrote itself out. You know, he just stepped in and did his thing.
He's entering his 10th year in the NFL. He was a former first-round pick of the Niners back in 2014. Jimmy Ward is now a member of the Texans. Jimmy, it's great to have you back. Thanks so much.
Thank you, too. Have a great day.
Have a great day. We said that at the exact same time. I like that. Jimmy Ward joining us.